From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The phone hacking scandal that's engulfing Rupert Murdoch has led to calls for his British media empire to be split up. Murdoch's British holdings include the tabloid Sun, the London Times, and Sunday Times, part of satellite broadcaster BSkyB, which owns Sky News, and publisher HarperCollins. Larry Miller reports there's also increasing concern over how close Murdoch's company has been with the police.
For the second straight day, Murdoch placed advertisements in British newspapers promising to make amends for the phone hacking scandal and to help the police investigation. He says there'll be no place to hide for wrongdoers. This comes as opposition leader Ed Miliband tries to garner parliamentary support for a dismantling of Murdoch's media holdings. Miliband says Murdoch has too much power. Scotland Yard is also in the spotlight for not investigating the phone hacking scandal or even sorting the evidence for years. There are also reports of former News of the World deputy editor was a paid Scotland Yard PR advisor while feeding information back to Murdoch's parent company. Questions, too, about the relationship between the head of Scotland Yard and Murdoch executives. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Another high-level meeting among budget negotiators is possible today. The White House is leaving open that possibility as time closes in on the deadline for raising the nation's debt ceiling to avoid a government default. Republicans want a deficit-cutting deal in exchange for raising the debt limit, but they disagree with Democrats on how to do it. Egypt's prime minister is shuffling his cabinet in response to protests over the slow pace of political reform. The BBC's John Lyne reports two deputy prime ministers have been appointed.
Under intense pressure from a new wave of protests, the Egyptian prime minister has begun what are expected to be sweeping changes to his government. The moves have taken more than a week to be completed, an indication that behind the scenes, the prime minister is in a battle also with the ruling military council. Official media say that as many as 15 ministers are expected to be replaced in the full reshuffle, which is seen as a purge of those with links to former President Mubarak. On his Facebook page, the prime minister said that the new ministerial changes were just a beginning. "I'm working hard to achieve your aspirations," he wrote.
With the BBC's John Lyne reporting from Cairo. The crew of Space Shuttle Atlantis woken up today by Kool & the Gang. Astronaut Sandy Magnus told Mission Control that she and the other Atlantis crew members wanted the Wake Up song dedicated to the ground crews they rely on.
"We picked that to dedicate to the host shuttle workforce in celebration of everything that you've accomplished over the years. And good morning, Houston, as well."
Atlantis is delivering tons of food and other supplies to the International Space Station. It's the final mission of the Space Shuttle program. This is NPR News. A damaging storm that blew through Denver last week is still causing headaches for some travelers. Golf ball-sized hail at Denver International Airport took almost a third of Frontier Airlines' Airbus fleet out of service. Spokesman Peter Kowalczuk says it could be a while before things get back to normal.
"Right now we're looking at cancellations that could go into the middle to end of next week as aircraft are returned into service."
The carrier says 5 of the 18 damaged aircraft have returned to service, but the rest are still being repaired. Forecasters say the sizzling heat plaguing the Midwest will continue and spread east during the week. Temperatures have hit triple-digit levels in some states, and heat advisories are commonplace. Temperatures in some areas ranged up to 15 degrees above normal yesterday. Oyster harvests in Mississippi are being hit hard this year by fresh water diverted from the swollen Mississippi River. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports the damage is especially worrisome after last summer's BP oil spill.
"Some Mississippi oyster beds are reportedly 95% dead. Fresh river water was diverted through Lake Pontchartrain north of New Orleans this spring to ease pressure on levees protecting the city. Oysters are a stationary species, unable to get out of the way of the unwanted fresh water. The BP oil spill decimated demand for consumers worried the crop was covered in oil. Oyster reefs were torn apart by Hurricane Katrina in 2005, and producers were hoping this year would be an improvement. Louisiana oyster beds fared a bit better after officials allowed them to be moved out of the river water's path. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans."
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.